high school basketball.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome down here at 2 Manning, Iowa, home of the IK Manning Wolves. We've got some basketball postseason action coming up for you tonight. Class 1A, District 15. It is Jeff Lankman, along with the great Todd Danner with you here tonight as the IK Manning Wolves host another one of our area schools in the Rockets of Peyton Sherdan. I guess the winner here tonight back in action Thursday night against the winner going on down in Audubon tonight between Audubon and Lennox. Peyton Sherdan coming in under head coach Joshua Cervity, who is not here tonight. Kyle Wright will take over the head coaching duties. Tom Kennedy will be the assistant for the Rockets tonight. They're 7-15 on the year, went 5-9 in the Rolling Valley Conference for the IK Manning Wolves under head coach Keith Wagner. Of course, he's assisted by Brad Menton and Kyle Vanderhorst. They come into the year 13-8, went 9-7 in the WIC. Todd, both these teams playing pretty well. I know you're going to look and go, Peyton Sherdan 1-4, but almost won at Arriva the other night. The last second shot from Wyatt Regaler gives them the win. So, but IK Manning's won 4 of their last 5. So both these teams, I think, coming in, even if they're not always getting wins, playing some pretty good basketball.
Yeah, like I said, it's that time of the year, too, when you're playing your best basketball. And it's hard to believe that's postseason time already. You know, for the boys, it started the girls the other night. The boys got underway on Friday night. And now here we are in the quarterfinal round of the districts already. But, like both these teams, Peyton Sherdan and the Rolling Valley Conference is very competitive. They got some their lineup is a bunch of athletes, and same as with IKM in the WIC. I mean, a bunch of athletes on the floor tonight for both teams. It's going to be fun. It's going to be fun watching these teams get up and down the court.
Well, and you know as well as I do, we do the all-star festivities, the rewind festivities at the end of the year. Both of these teams are going to have kids on it, and we may have two of our best in Trayvon Keeley from Peyton Sherdan and Ben Ramsey from IK Manning tonight.
I was doing some research today on both of these teams, and, I was just going to mention about the all-area teams. Two of the best in the respective conferences, and two of the best in Western Iowa, in Trevon Kelly from Peyton Sherdan and Ben Ramsey from IK and Manning. You know, both those kids are really improved. And Kelly's a junior.
Yeah, junior.
And Ramsey's a senior. Came to school all the time, leading score not too long ago. And then, Keeley's just I've seen him play a number of times, and just an athlete. He can get up and down the court. He can jump out of the gym.
I'm
looking forward to watching both of these kids tonight.
State high jump champion last year and almost won the Drake Relays high jump. That's how athletic that young man is. You're listening here to the Mackey Motors tailgate brought to you by Mackey Motors of Lake City, recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running together. Let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. Check them out online as well at MackeyMotors.com. Todd and I are back with more of our Mackey Motors tailgate as we come to you live from the Gatorade broadcast booth, distributed by Pepsi Beverages in Carroll. Gatorade, helping athletes fuel, recover, and perform.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
Hey everyone, Big Pete here from RJV Repair. Big news from the shop.
That's right. I'm officially passing the reins over to Ryan Burkowski as our new shop manager. Don't worry, Big Pete and my phones will still be on.
Ryan's ready to roll and has been in the repair industry for years and has truckload of experience. Got a question or need service?
Call Ryan today at 790-4318. He's your go-to guy in the shop.
RJV Repair, keeping you moving, and now with Ryan behind the wheel in the shop.
At Farm Bureau Financial Services, we don't say two birds with one stone. We say two damages with one deductible. With us, if your home and auto are both damaged in one storm, you will pay only one deductible. Talk to an agent about our one deductible advantage. In Manning, Iowa, contact Farm Bureau agent, myself, Kyle Wagner, at 712-655-5471. It's your future. Let's protect it.
Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company. Western Agricultural Insurance Company.
Hey, Wolf fans. Jeremy here with Manning Municipal Utilities, your hometown utility team. We are proud to provide Manning and our surrounding communities with electric, natural gas, and fiber internet, delivering reliable services, competitive rates, and helping grow our community stronger every day. We proudly support the IK Manning Wolves and wish all players and coaches the best of luck this season. Go Wolves!
We'll be right back.
Motors tailgate rolling on here on 93.7 KCAL. Jeff Blankman and Todd Danner with you here. Todd, you and I were just talking during the break. Two programs that really don't know each other very well. Just a second ever meeting. But after tonight, they're going to start to get each to know each other really, really well.
So it's kind of a little preview of what you're going to be able to see the next few years in the Rowan Valley Conference with IKM Manning leaving the WIC and then going to the Rowan Valley Conference. And, you know, like they used to be in the same, I think they used to be.
Maybe in the old Midwest Conference?
Maybe Manning, because IKM was in the old Bowyer Valley Conference. So, yeah, it'll be interesting to see. I see two teams are going to go at each other for the next few years in the Rowan Valley Conference. It'll be fun to watch.
Yeah, so I know Manning would have played Jefferson back in that.
I didn't know
if Peyton Cerdan was in that or not.
No, I don't think they were. I don't think they were, if I remember right.
Yeah, because I think Peyton Cerdan was now with whatever the conference, maybe it was the West Central Activities back then.
Oh, yeah.
But it was with Coon Rapids and East Green and those guys years ago.
Yep.
So that's going to be interesting.
Yeah.
You know, both coaches are going to get a feel for each.
Right.
Feel for maybe what the future is going to look like with some of the other teams in the conference that they're not familiar with. So let's take a look at the keys tonight. What do you think Peyton Cerdan needs to do to come out of here with a win tonight, Todd?
Well, you know, both teams shoot a lot of threes. And so they, it's going to be interesting to see which team can execute, I think, on the offensive end.
Right.
I think the half court is going to be key for both teams tonight. I think IKM Manning for them, you know, both teams are good rebounding teams.
Yes.
So I think whoever can control the glass and get maybe second or third opportunities is going to have a little bit of the upper hand. So I think whichever team can execute, and IKM Manning doesn't turn the ball over a whole lot. Nine times the ball game, which is fantastic in the way they play. And they, you know, a pinch and turns over about 18 times in the ball game, so
which
I think if
isn't bad,
which isn't bad,
but
which isn't bad,
still
which
twice
was,
as much as
twice
what,
as many
yeah.
as IKM Manning. But so I think if IKM Manning can force turnovers, get some easy baskets in transition, they might have the upper hand. But for Peyton Cerdan, being able to control the glass, get some rebounds, and limit IKM Manning to one or two shots, that'll be good for them. So.
Yeah, I would say too. In talking, I did my weekly interview with Keith Wagner earlier today. We'll talk with Coach Servety, I think, coming up tomorrow, if I remember correctly. But Peyton Cerdan's got a lot of guys that shoot the three, but it comes with that dribble penetration. They've got to shoot it well, as you mentioned. And then for IKM Manning, they've been really balanced offensively. They had four guys in double digits with another guy with nine the other night in that win over Maple Valley Infinite Charter Oak Ute. Four more guys in double digits in their win last Thursday against Audubon. As great as Ben Ramsey is, and he's an outstanding scorer, Coach Wagner has kind of said all year, we're better when we're balanced, when we have three or four guys in double digits.
And I think you're going to find what Peyton Cerdan is. They're going to do something against Ramsey. They're trying to do something. But like you said, the IKM Manning's balanced attack, if they can get two or three guys in double figures and then get a couple other guys in a 5-7 point range, you know, that's definitely been the story for them all year. And Peyton Cerdan as well, too. You know, they got two guys averaging double figures. If they can get a third and fourth guy around there, you know, it should be a competitive ball game.
Yeah, Bryce Stevenson, an outstanding rebounder for Peyton Cerdan. Brock Kuzel, a good rebounder.
Yep.
Ashton Harenholtz, a really good rebounder for IKM Manning. That matchup of three guys that really don't score a ton that aren't looked at as your big scorers, I think that's going to be interesting as well. We'll step away back with our starting lineups coming up next right here on Kick 106.7, 93.7 KKRL. Time is money. With today's busy lifestyles, one of the biggest benefits of banking with Templeton Savings Bank is the convenient service you get. TSB has a variety of products and services to meet your busy schedule, including 24-hour privilege status ATMs, online banking from anywhere, anytime, and mobile deposit to capture. The friendly, experienced staff at TSB is proving their commitment to you every day. You can count on it. Templeton Savings Bank, with offices in Manning and Templeton, member FDIC and proud supporter of IKM Manning.
New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas is proud to sponsor our area teams because supporting our communities is what we're all about. When it comes time to buy your next new or used vehicle, look here first. At New Way Ford, you'll find a great selection, fair prices, and a team that makes the car buying process easy, relaxed, and fun. Plus, with free oil changes for life, you can drive with confidence long after the sale. New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas.
Hey everyone, Big Pete here from RJV Repair. Big news from the shop.
That's right. I'm officially passing the reins over to Ryan Borkowski as our new shop manager. Don't worry, Big Pete and my phones will still be on.
Ryan's ready to roll and has been in the repair industry for years and has truckload of experience. Got a question or need service?
Call Ryan today at 790-4318. He's your go-to guy in the shop.
RJV Repair, keeping you moving, and now with Ryan behind the wheel in the shop.
take a look at our starting lineups here tonight. First of all, for Peyton Chernan, again, under head coach Kyle Wright, they're going to start a senior in Phoenix Hartman, a senior in Caden Stream, a junior in Bryce Stevenson, a junior in Trayvon Keeley, and a senior in Blaise Schilling. For IKM Manning, under head coach, again, Keith Wagner, they're going to be starting a 5'10 senior in Isaac Blankman, a 6'1 junior in Wyatt Danner, a 6'2 senior in Ashton Arnold, a 6'1 senior in Ben Ramsey, and a 6'1 junior in Brock Kuzel. And that's a look at our starting lineups. Todd and I back with tip-off of tonight's game in Class 1A District 15 between Peyton Chernan and IKM Manning. Thanks for listening to our Mackey Motors tailgate, brought to you again by Mackey Motors of Lake City, recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. Check them out online as well at MackeyMotors.com.
At Farm Bureau Financial Services, we don't say two birds with one stone. We say two damages with one deductible. With us, if your home and auto are both damaged in one storm, you will pay only one deductible. Talk to an agent about our one deductible advantage. In Manning, Iowa, contact Farm Bureau agent, myself, Kyle Wagner, at 712-655-5471. It's your future. Let's protect it.
Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company. Western Agricultural Insurance Company.
Hey, Wolf fans. Jeremy here with Manning Municipal Utilities, your hometown utility team. We are proud to provide Manning and our surrounding communities with electric, natural gas, and fiber internet, delivering reliable services, competitive rates, and helping grow our community stronger every day. We proudly support the IKM Manning Wolves and wish all players and coaches the best of luck this season. Go Wolves!
Time is money. With today's busy lifestyles, one of the biggest benefits of banking with Templeton Savings Bank is the convenient service you get. TSB has a variety of products and services to meet your busy schedule, including 24-hour privilege status ATMs, online banking from anywhere, anytime, and mobile deposit to capture. The friendly, experienced staff at TSB is proving their commitment to you every day. You can count on it. Templeton Savings Bank, with offices in Manning and Templeton, member FDIC and proud supporter of IKM Manning. Thanks again for listening to our Mackey Motors tailgate here tonight, brought to you by Mackey Motors of Lake City, recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. Check them out online as well at MackeyMotors.com. Our Culver's player of the game coming up for you in the postgame. Culver's, again, celebrating 41 years in business, 14 of those years in Carroll. Culver's, welcome to Delicious. It is going to be Brock Kuzel, Trayvon Keeley. Set for our jump ball here tonight. IK Manning home white uniforms with green wolves on the front with green numbers on the front and back. Peyton Chernan road black uniforms with orange stripes, orange rockets on the front, and orange numbers on the front and back. It is going to be Brock Kuzel winning the opening tip. IK Manning coming towards us here on the mezzanine. So, of course, we're going to say left to right across your radio dial here in this first half of play. Kuzel going to hand it off to Ramsey. Dribbles over to the right wing. Peyton Chernan has gone up man-to-man the way it looks to open things up. Arnold's off to Blankman, dribbles it down on the right wing, picks up the dribble, gets it off now to Ramsey. Ramsey going to attack, gets inside, shot up no good, gets his own rebound, tries to dribble it back out the left side and is able to do so. Trayvon Keeley-Ramsey matched up. Ramsey going to fire up a long three, it's up no good. Rebound tipped around, it's going to be corralled by Arnold. Arnold will get it back off to Ramsey. Scoreless ball game, 7:15 to go here in the first quarter. Arenholtz with it out high on the right wing. Now up top to Blankman. Blankman penetrates down, gets it to Arenholtz on the right wing. Arenholtz now to Kuzel. Elbow jumper from the right side up in good.
Yeah, nice jump shot that time by Kuzel. About 10-foot jump shot. Just far side of the free throw line. Over 2-0 lead for the Wolves.
And that's something he can do, as there is a Trayvon Keeley, and that's something that he can do as he penetrates in on the left side and ties us at 2 apiece.
Yeah, I think both teams are going to want to get up and down the court, so you can see some transition baskets.
Driving in that time was Kuzel off of the dish. Phoenix Hartman going to swat him across the arm. That'll be number one on Hartman. Brock Kuzel going to head to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Brock coming into the night, 9.4 rebounds per game, shooting 42% from the free throw line on the season.
And in games like these, always free throws are always critical. Even the first ones of the ball game to the last ones. You always remember the last ones of the ball game, but these are just as important as ones early on.
Yeah, I called a game the other night. Team went 11 of 27 from the free throw line and lost by single digits.
Yep.
Kuzel hits both free throws. Cam Manning up now 4-2. Keeley gets it off to Stevenson. They'll break the pressure. Schilling over to Stream. Bounce pass underneath Arden. Great hustle by Ramsey to come up with a steal. He'll save it to Kuzu, who brings it up underneath Arden Holtz with the catch. Layup up no good. Stevenson going to clear the rebound for Peyton Jerdan. He'll run it up the floor. Flips it behind him to Keeley. Cam Manning man-to-man to open things up as well. Keeley working that left side, looking to drive, gets in the lane, kick pass over to the right side to Stream, and he's going to travel. He's one of those guys that he's kind of that on-off three-point shooter. If he hits that first couple, look out. He might go for 27-30 on you because he'll knock them down. If he misses that first or second one, sometimes you don't see him shoot it quite as often.
I think because they got, 143 three-pointers on the year. And
he will shoot them.
Caden Stream's got 47 of them, so.
Yep. Ramsey with it, left side, top of the key, penetrates in, fadeaway jumper behind the free throw line, up in, good. Cam Manning has extended their lead here to 6-2. Hartman over to the right side to Keeley, now to Stevenson, right side, top of the key, doesn't look to shoot much. Over to Stream, he'll fire up that three, it's up no good, long rebound, tracked down by Blankman. Off to Ramsey. Ramsey crosses over, gets around Keeley. Bounce pass underneath to Kuzo. Layup's up in good. Nice pass that time by Ren Ramsey.
Yeah, beautiful pass by Ramsey, who went inside the lane and dished it off for the 2 points for the Wolves.
Kuzo with six. Hartman trying to answer. Good three-point shooter. That one up in good. And three-point shots, Todd, can get you right back into the game.
Oh, real quick. Both the teams shoot a lot of them on the year, so it'll be interesting to see how they do from that range.
Ramsey bringing it up against Keeley. Now off to Danner. Danner's been playing really well of late, and there's going to be a whistle and a foul on Blake Schilling. Came across the arm as Danner pulled up to just inside the free throw line.
Yeah, I was listening to your interview today with Coach Wagner, and he mentioned why Danner has really come on the last time he ball games. It's a heck of an athlete. He's one of those good role players that's really stepped up for the Wolves in late.
Danner coming in, 11 points, 4 rebounds, 78% free throw shooter. He'll hit that first one. Wolves are 3 of 3 from the free throw line. They lead it here 9-5. Caden Stream will check out. Donovan Martin, big tough sophomore, checking into the lineup for the Rockets. That'll give him some rebounding help. Second free throw for Danner up and good. And Wolves back up by 5. That matches their largest lead here of the game. Actually, their largest lead was 6.
Carson Lorenzen in the ballgame for IK Manning. White Danner goes to the bench for the Wolves.
Thank you for catching that. Schilling breaking the pressure over to Hartman on the left wing. He'll pump fake. Picks up the dribble outside that left elbow. Up top to Schilling. Schilling bounce pass inside. It's loose. And Kuzo going to pick it up. His first steal, second steal of the game for IK Manning. Long three on the way from Kuzo up top. They backed away from shot up no good. Martin had the rebound, lost it. Him and Kuzo fighting for it. It's going to go out of bounds off of Kuzo, out of bounds, and it'll be Peyton Sherdan basketball. But I think both coaches are going to be happy with the hustle of both kids.
Oh, yeah. Listen, both are going to give 110% in postseason time. Every kid's going to get out there and go at it. And should be a heck of a competitive ball game right here we got going.
Stevenson looking to get it in bounds. Gets it over to Schilling. He'll break the pressure by Lorenzen. Over to Hartman left side. Lob pass inside to Martin. Tipped up by Lorenzen. Taken away that time by Kusel. Ramsey will bring it up over to Blankman. Pump fake, gets himself to the wing. Three on the way up and in and out. No good. The rebound taken down by Stevenson. His second for Peyton Sherdan.
Yeah, good look that time by Blankman. Rolled with a three-point shot in and out.
Keeley firing up a three right wing. Up no good. Donovan Martin comes down with a rebound. His putback sits on the rim, falls off. And the rebound to Aaron Holtz. Wolves will push it. We're going to get a travel call. Going to go against Ben Ramsey. And the turnover will give it back over to Peyton Sherdan. 4:20 to go in the first quarter. Wyatt Danner now checking in, and checking out is Carson Lorenzen. See Eden Smith and Olivia Smith, two of the great ball players for Peyton Sherdan. I think Ava Minahan, she's got kind of a part of her face covered, but I think that's Ava Minahan sitting over there with him. Ramsey bounces it in, finds Danner on the left block. Another assist for Ramsey. Danner with another bucket.
Yeah, nice pass that time from Ramsey to Danner for the little ball tip. 8-foot jump shot, bank shot, knocked down for him.
Stevenson trying to answer three up top. It's up no good. Martin tipping the rebound around, battling with Arnholz. It'll be tipped into the hands of Ramsey. Ramsey will push. 12-5 IK Manning off to Kuzo. Right block goes in on Stevenson. Shot blocked, and Stevenson will clear the rebound. Out now to Hartman. He'll push it up left side. Drives down. Comes to a jump shot that could have been and probably should have been a travel. And Wyatt Danner can come down with the rebound. I think the official realizes he missed that one.
I think so, yes.
Went up for the shot, came down with the ball.
Yeah.
Kuzo right elbow jumper up, no good. Blaze Schilling will clear the rebound. Off now to Bryce Stevenson. Stevenson, a guy that rebounds it really well, Todd, but if you notice, he can handle the ball well enough to play that point guard role for you.
Yeah, a good athlete for them as well. As I said, a good rebounder, but like I said, a good ball handler as well for the Rockets.
Keeley drives in, shot partially blocked. Ramsey with the rebound, his third. 3:10 to go first quarter. 12-5 IKM Manning. Ramsey crossover dribble attacks. Goes in on Martin. Pull-up jumper in and out. No good. Martin will clear his second rebound for Peyton Sherdane. Keeley kick to the head to Schilling on the right wing. Skip pass over to Hartman, and that's going to be off his fingertips and out of bounds. Mentioned some kids from Peyton Sherdane over in the crowd the other way. I see Amos Rasmussen down here to my left. Yep. Also, Macy Rasmussen, Keegan H. Yep. Of course, Macy just finishing second at the state wrestling tournament for the girls a couple of weeks ago. Ryan Miners hanging out down there as well. Ramsey will bring it up. Keeley defending him. Comes off a screen up top from Arnold. He's going to fire open an open three, and he's going to knock that down. You give Ben Ramsey a look like that, he's not going to miss it too many times.
All right, nice screen that time for by Daniels to get him, give Ramsey open. And like I said, you leave him open like that, he's pretty much going to knock him down.
Todd, what have you seen here? How has IKM Manning built this 10-point lead, their largest of the lead of the game?
I think what IKM Manning's done is we talked about a little bit in pregame. They've limited pinch Dan to one shot on the offensive end, and they haven't got off a lot of shots. And when they did get a pinch Dan, getting a shot off, it was one time only. IKM Manning grabs the rebound and gets going. And they also got two or three steals already. So the pinch Dan hasn't had a lot of possessions. IKM Manning's doing a good job defensively, putting a little pressure on them to get them taking the ball off the court. And by IKM Manning on the offensive end is able to get the ball down low. But they just have not been able to finish a couple of times. Kuzel has been successful that way. But like I said, with Ramsey knocking down the three, and then you got the other Blankman can also knock down the three. So everything seems to benefit IKM Manning right now.
Yeah, and IKM Manning shooting it pretty well. It feels like anyway right now.
Yeah.
Trayvon Keeley will get it inbounds from Schilling. Ramsey waiting on him. What a great matchup between those two. Over to Stevenson. Stevenson out high on the Wolves emblem over by the scorers table. Now to Ben Damian Rice, who's checked in underneath the Donovan Martin. His shot up no good. A foul on Ashton Arnold. And that's going to be number one on the 6'2 senior. Arnold's kind of one of those unheralded guys that a lot of times people don't think about the people that don't score a lot, but with his defense and his rebounding, it's a huge part of what IK Manning's done. Martin's free throw on the way up and no good. Donovan has seen his playing time. The sophomore, I think he's going to give them a really nice post presence for the next couple of years. 5.5 rebounds per game, 65% free throw shooter, misses that first one, but he's an athletic kid with a nice frame on him.
Nice frame. Big size boy there for the Rockets.
Second free throw bounces around the rim, gets that nice shooter's touch, something that Todd did all the time during his day. You knew that was coming, right?
At least I
gave you credit this
time. That's true.
That's a rare thing for me. Dinner off to Ramsey. Three on the way. It's up and good.
Yeah, another three-point shot by Ramsey that time. Good look for him. Like, if he can knock those down, it's going to be a nice night for him and the Wolves.
18-6. Wolves with the lead. Kuzel tips the pass. They were trying to get it down to Martin near the left block. Kuzel will tip that one out of bounds.
Yeah.
I'm surprised most people do games with me because I'm never nice to you guys.
We give it back, though. We give it back when we can.
I know. Keeley with it over on the left wing. Ramsey again will defend. He looks to drive in. Jump stop. Ball is knocked away. And we're going to get a reach-in foul. Going to go against IKM Manning. And that one going to go on Wyatt Danner. That's going to be his first, number two on the Wolves. So each team, not really any jeopardy right now of reaching that five mark, each with two here in the first quarter.
Yeah, IKM Manning's doing a good job defensively, getting hands on a lot of passes.
They lob it in now to Martin on high left side. Dribbles it down to the block. Kicks it out to Stream on the wing. Back out now to Keeley. Keeley again wanting to drive if he can. He'll take the three, but that's not what he really likes to do. He'll get to the rim right side. Shot is up, in and out, no good. Kuzel going to clear, hard to believe, his first rebound of the game.
Right.
And now off to Ramsey. He'll bring it up. Schilling will pick him up. Schilling's a great sprinter. He's going to be a guy that probably is going to contend for a state sprint championship. And Ramsey hits another three.
And that's what, his third of the game?
Yeah, fourth, actually.
Fourth of the game. So, yeah, he's hot from the outside for the Wolves.
Yeah, he's got 12 right now, and all of them coming from beyond the arc. Donovan Martin looking to answer on the other end. It's up no good. And that time, Aaron Holt skies for his third rebound. Ramsey again going to bring it up. Goes behind the back. Kicks it over to Blankman. Three on the way from the left wing. Up, in and out, no good. And the rebound taken down by Damon Rice. Stripped away, though, by Kuzel. And the putback is up in good.
Yeah, nice rebound by Kuzel. Off the miss by Blankman. Kuzel right there for the putback. And two more points. We have a timeout called by Paint Shadan. 23-6, 104 to go in the first.
We're back in 30 seconds here on 93.7 KKRL.
New Way Auto Group.
New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas is proud to sponsor our area teams because supporting our communities is what we're all about. When it comes time to buy your next new or used vehicle, look here first. At New Way Ford, you'll find a great selection, fair prices, and a team that makes the car buying process easy, relaxed, and fun. Plus, with free oil changes for life, you can drive with confidence long after the sale. New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas.
Point lead right now for IKM Manning late here in this first quarter. Todd, if you're Peyton Cerdan, Coach Kyle Wright tonight, what are you telling your guys right now? I don't think they're playing bad.
No.
IKM Manning's just clicking and everything.
Like I said, offensively, IKM Manning's been able to knock down the outside shot with Ramsey hitting four of them. And then when they're not hitting down the outside shot, you know, Kuzel's right there underneath the basket, be able to get, you know, finish underneath the basket for them. Like I said, everything's clicking for them. They're limiting Peyton Cerdan to one shot. They're pressuring every single pass, making everything hard on the offensive end for Peyton Cerdan. And right now, and that's the score shows up 17.
Walden's going to get some guys some rest. Tyson Smith, Carson Lorenzen, and Jace Fernanding have checked in. Donovan Martin catches it on the right block. Shot is up good. They're going to count the basket. Ashton Arnold's picking up his second foul. So a good scheduled play out of the timeout drawn up that time by Coach Wright. And he gets the basket. And now Donovan Martin heading to the free throw line for the end one.
Well, I think what Pinch Dan saw before the timeout was the shot clock's running down. They're getting shots late in the shot clock because IKM Manning's his hands are making them pressure every single pass. But I think that one time they wanted to get something early, and he went right to Martin for that time.
Martin able to hit the free throw, so the old-fashioned three-point play. Can we still call it that, Todd? It's been so long that the three-point shot's been around.
Yeah, you know, I know. You got the old-fashioned three-point play. You got the conventional three-point play. Yeah. I tell you what, it's tough.
Ben Ramsey with it off to Fernanding. Fernanding on the right side, top of the key. Now over to Kuzel, over to Ramsey on the left wing. Ramsey, dump pass inside, tipped away by Stevenson, who comes up with a steal. First steal of the night here tonight for Peyton Cerdan. They got Keeley over on the right wing. 33 seconds to go here in the quarter. Keeley down to the right, block shot over Ramsey, no good. And the rebound taken out of there by Carson Lorenzen.
Yeah, good look by Keeley that time, but I can't manage, really playing good defense on him.
Pass inside, tipped away by Schilling. Lorenzen, though, they're going to call him out of bounds. Yeah, I think he came in.
He was out of bounds.
He was out of bounds. Came back in. Yep.
Yeah. He was the first one to touch it out of coming from out of bounds. So that's
IKM Manning students were screaming and yelling at the official, but that's because they didn't realize that the rule is you can't be the first person to touch it when you come from in out of bounds.
Yep.
I'm sure some of the kids down there knew it, but Schilling with it. Peyton Cerdan could settle for the final shot here of the quarter. Down to 8 seconds. They get it out to Keeley near the half court circle. He'll glance up at the clock. Brings it down off to Hartman, up top now Schilling. He's got to fire up a three. It's up no good. Rebound tipped around. It's still loose as the first quarter will come to an end. And IKM Manning with a 12 from Ben Ramsey in the quarter will take a 23-9 lead into the second quarter when we come back in 1 minute here on 93.7 at KKRL.
Hey everyone, Big Pete here from RJV Repair. Big news from the shop.
That's right. I'm officially passing the reins over to Ryan Borkowski as our new shop manager. Don't worry, Big Pete and my phones will still be on.
Ryan's ready to roll and has been in the repair industry for years and has truckload of experience. Got a question or need service?
Call Ryan today at 790-4318. He's your go-to guy in the shop.
RJV Repair, keeping you moving, and now with Ryan behind the wheel in the shop.
At Farm Bureau Financial Services, we don't say two birds with one stone. We say two damages with one deductible. With us, if your home and auto are both damaged in one storm, you will pay only one deductible. Talk to an agent about our one deductible advantage. In Manning, Iowa, contact Farm Bureau agent, myself, Kyle Wagner, at 712-655-5471. It's your future. Let's protect it.
Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company. Western Agricultural Insurance Company.
IKM Manning as we start the second quarter. One other score update for you. ESAC South Central Calhoun tied 8-8 at the end of the first quarter over on Kick 106.7. You can catch the Coon Rapids Bear game tonight on the CB Sports Network YouTube channel. Audio only tonight. Jeff Blankman and Todd Danner with you here. Rockets have the basketball the second quarter. Phoenix Hartman fires up. He hits his second three. He needs to look for his shot a little bit more. Dottie's 2 of 2 right now from beyond the arc.
Yeah, nice big bet. The much needed basket time for Paige Dan.
Ben Ramsey feeling it, fires up a three up top. Rakuza working hard for the rebound. Put back, no good. Wolves crash the glass. It'll be tipped out into the hands of Danner. Now the pass inside. We're going to get a fight down on the floor. And when I say a fight, everybody's scraping to get the ball.
Right.
Blaise Schilling, Phoenix Harmon, Brock Kuzla, and Carson Lorenzen. You had four guys all working basketball.
Yes.
As a coach, you love to see that.
Oh, exactly. Get down on the floor. You like to, as a coach, that's one thing you want to see your kids hustle. Get down on the floor with loose balls. And got kids going after it all over.
He's going to have a radio guy. Nice pass inside to Danner. He's going to be fouled by Schilling. That'll be at number one on Blaise Schilling. Number two on Schilling, I should say. And that'll be the first foul against Peyton Sherdan here in this second quarter. So Wyatt Danner heading back to the line. 2 of 2 tonight. 23-12, Ike Manning with the lead. Free throw on the way is up and good.
We talked about in pregame, Ike Manning's getting 2 and 3 looks. It seems like when they're missing an offensive rebound, they're getting the offensive glass and they're hitting the glass. And like I said, that's one thing that's going to benefit them and definitely hurt the Paint Shenan if that continues for the rest of the night.
Well, you saw 3 or 4 guys down in there fighting for Ike Manning against
one
or two guys right now for Peyton Sherdan. Danner will knock down both. 25-12 now. Stevenson catches the long pass from Schilling on the right side. Works it over to Damon Rice. His pass to Martin well over his head. And that time, Rice just kind of airballed that one. And that's, I think, that pressure making him, even though Peyton Sherdan wants to play fast, how they think they're playing too fast.
Yeah, they're trying to, like I said, Ikem definitely wants to speed the Peyton Sherdan up, but like I said, too fast for Peyton Sherdan that time. They just need to slow down a little bit and be a little more, take care of the ball a little better than they have been so far.
Ramsey working against a double team. Kick pass over to Smith in the corner. Now off to Danner to Kuzel at the free throw line. Comes up top of it over to Smith. Left side three on the way. That one up, no good. That'll bound out of bounds. And it will be Peyton Sherdan basketball. Surprise, Todd. You tell me, he could have grabbed that ball 4 foot before it went out of bounds, but he lets it go out of bounds. I grab that rebound, don't you?
I'd grab that for a rebound. Yeah, some of the kids don't realize that that's an offense. That's
a
rebound.
That's a rebound.
Defensive rebound.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Got to get those pets to step back somehow.
Yeah.
Isn't that what you did when you
That's all I ever did was miss shots so that I could get rebounds.
With rebounds.
Yeah. Got 21% from the field, but averaged 11 rebounds a game. They were all offensive.
Yeah.
I was, what's her name, the LSU girl before
Angel Reese. Yes.
Donovan Martin misses the three, and I'm kidding, folks. She is a great player.
Yeah, we're not putting it in.
No,
that's right,
no.
That's right.
Ben Ramsey will drive in. Pull-up jumper on the way up, no good. And the rebound taken down by Trayvon Keeley. Keeley will push it up right side, looks to attack, tries to step through move. Ramsey anticipated it, but somehow Keeley doesn't travel with the contact, Todd, and gets the shot off.
Yeah, and you're not going to hold him down for long. I'm sure he's frustrated right now. Early on, Ike Manning did a great job defensively on him. And good basket that time by Keeley.
He's got 4 here in the ballgame. Danner over to Ramsey on the right wing. Ramsey with it. Comes off the screen up top by Kuzel. Kick pass over to Blankman right side. Bounce pass underneath to Kuzel. Kuzel drives in, shots up in good.
Kuzel got a really good job of getting positioned down low, and he got a nice little turnaround jump shot for Kuzel that time.
Yeah, his strength down inside has been very beneficial, and you can see the confidence in him this year. Keeley with it right wing, 5:30 to go first half. Our Mackey Motors halftime report coming up. Keeley's jumper from the free throw line sat on the front of the rim, falls off. Wyatt Danner with his third rebound. 27-14, Ike Manning with the lead. Danner penetrates down the left side, leaves it off for Kuzel on the left wing. Up top now to Ramsey. Back over to Danner on the right wing. Blankman will roll through, penetrates down, pull-up jumper up, off the rim, no good. Stevenson will clear the rebound. Stevenson will bring it up. Danner picks him up. Kick pass over to Martin on the left side, top of the key. Back up now to Keeley. Peyton Sherdan has been a lot more patient on the offensive end, but it's created sometimes tougher shots late in the shot clock.
Mm-hmm.
And there we get a little bit of a push-off by Martin. The ball is tipped into the hands of Keeley, who's able to lay it up and in.
Yeah, like you mentioned, Peyton Sherdan slowed down a little bit on the offensive end, but it is making it tougher for them.
They're back within 11, though, after being down by 14, and there's going to be a foul on Donovan Martin. And Brock Kuzel going to go to the floor. And the game, Todd, beginning to get a little bit physical. I think the officials, not that they've not called it well, but I think they're going to have to gain control of this game soon.
Yeah, before it gets out of hand. Because there's a push on down on the other end.
And then a push down on this end.
You know, back and forth. So I think you're going to, like you said, get control of it before things start getting out of hand, before kids start talking to each other and stuff like that. So,
Brock Kuzel knocks down the free throw. 28-16, IKM Manning. And their largest lead was 14. Second one on the way, in and out, no good. Martin will clear the rebound. First free throw miss for Ikea Manning here tonight. Keeley dumps it underneath to Rice, and the layup's up and good. And we've got a 10-point game, and Coach Wagner not happy with what he's seeing now as his team got beat back defensively. And we're going to get a timeout called by the Wolves. 4:25 to go in the first half of play. We're back in 30 seconds here on KKRL.
Hey, Wolf fans. Jeremy here with Manning Municipal Utilities, your hometown utility team. We are proud to provide Manning and our surrounding communities with electric, natural gas, and fiber internet, delivering reliable services, competitive rates, and helping grow our community stronger every day. We proudly support the IK Manning Wolves and wish all players and coaches the best of luck this season. Go Wolves!
.28-18 in favor of IKM Manning. They have, for the most part, led the whole way. We were tied one time at 2-2 after Trayvon Keeley scored, after Brock Kuzel had scored. But the Wolves, Todd, have slowly pulled away, but here comes Peyton Cherdan.
Well, IKM offensively kind of settled right now, not getting as good shots as they did in the first quarter. And Peyton Cherdan slowed down a little bit offensively on their half-court offense and getting better shots. And that's what's getting the Rockets back into the ballgame.
Ramsey will look to bring it up. Keeley will pick him up about three-quarter court. Out to Danner, out high on the right side, about 28 feet away. Now off to Kuzel, top of the key. Kuzel with it, off to Ramsey. Ramsey penetrates in, dump pass inside to Kuzel. The layup's up in good. Those two work that kind of pick and roll very well.
Yeah, the pick and roll by Ramsey and Kuzel very well that time. Ramsey driving the middle and dishing it off to Kuzel for two more points for him.
30-18. Keeley now posting up against Ramsey, trying to body up against him. Goes up in traffic, shot up no good. Donovan Martin with the offensive rebound, and the putback is up in good.
Yeah, the sophomore's doing a nice job up down low for the Rockets.
6 points, three rebounds for him so far. Blankman finds Kuzel, jumper up no good. Phoenix Hartman pulls down the rebound, his first of the ballgame.
Probably a little rush shot that time for IKM Manning. I think they want to take a little more time off the shot clock and get a better shot than what they got there.
Rice over to Hartman, left wing three on the way. He'll catch and shoot that one up, no good. Schilling tips the rebound into the hands that time of Keeley. Peyton Cherdan, that didn't reset the shot clock, though, with that shot not hitting the rim. So Hartman will get it right side. They're down to 11 into Keeley on the block, working against Ramsey. Shot is up and good. That's a tough shot because he is a strong kid, but he's probably not going to overpower Ben Ramsey.
So Ramsey is playing good defense on him. Keeley just made a sensational move around him for 2 points.
It's a 30-22 ball game here. It's Peyton Cherdan making a charge here in the second quarter. 2:55 to go until the half. Ramsey penetrates down, attacks, lays it up with the left hand, and that one's up and good.
Yeah, not only hit an outside shot, but Ramsey did that time. Did a great job of attacking the basket on the left side for 2 points.
Trayvon Keeley brings it up, works it over on the right side. Lob pass. That one actually hit the rim. I think he expected Damon Rice to go up and catch that, but he didn't, so the shot ends up hitting the rim. Kuzel getting credited with the rebound. Ramsey works it in, double team now out to Danner. They work it to Kuzel. That's a tough pass, and Schilling going to come up with the loose basketball for Peyton Cherdan. He'll work it up across half court, over to Keeley on the right wing. Now back over to Martin, left side, top of the key. Wolves stay man-to-man. Martin over to Keeley. Martin cuts down through. Keeley kicks it back out to Martin, right wing three on the way, up and good. Donovan Martin, that's the third three of the night for Peyton Cherdan. And all of a sudden, we've got a five-point ball game at 32-25, or I should say a seven-point game. Ramsey drives in and the layup's up in good.
Yeah, quick basket by time of Ramsey. Good attack to the basket on the right side this time for 2 points. Gives it around, put that kid Manning up, what, 8-9?
Now, Kuzel just kind of grabs a hold that time of Trayvon Keeley, who got around him. So Kuzel picks up his first. And that was a nice play by Brock because he could have just kind of hammered him, but that time he just kind of wrapped him up so that he wouldn't get in the air and get knocked down and maybe get hurt. So that was a pretty good one.
Well,
they called an intentional foul,
They called the intentional foul,
So that'll be something that Coach Wagner probably will have to talk to Brock about. Yep. I get why they called it an intentional if Keeley misses the free throw because he did just grab him.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't like a physical, intentional
hard
grab.
There was no maliciousness behind it at all. He just wanted to stop him from getting the basket. But I can understand why the officials called the intentional foul, though.
And Keeley was a good free throw shooter at 68%, misses both of them.
And Brock just got the fist bump from Coach Wagner, so that's probably all
Coach,
it takes.
Yep, Coach probably understood, and Brock understood.
Yep.
So Peyton Chardin will box it up around the lane, stream to inbound it. They get it over to Schilling. Nope, they were trying for Schilling over on the left side top. They keep it Arnholtz with those active hands able to tip that one out of bounds. Good crowd on hand, Todd. It is filled in kind of nicely as the game has gone on.
You know, in postseason, it's close to time comes around. So the smaller schools, can fans really show out and show their support?
Phoenix Hartman over to the left side now to Schilling. As IK Manning dropped into a 1-3-1, Todd, to half.
That's what it looks like, 1-3-1 zone.
Keeley, skip pass over to stream left side. Arnold's nearly stole the pass. They get it to Schilling over to Keeley on the right side. Keeley looking to drive. Looking for the cutter now out to Schilling or Stream. Stream going to fire up a three. It's up, no good. Battle for the rebound. It's still loose. It'll be pulled in by Kusel. Ahead to Blankman. Blankman finds the cutter. Arnholtz left-handed. Scoop up short. Rebound tipped all the way out, though, to Danner. Back over to Blankman on the right wing. Now off into the hands of Ramsey. Ramsey will fire up the three. Up, no good. Battle for the rebound taken down by Stevenson. I've got him for five here tonight. Off to Hartman. Out to Keeley. Pump fake. Danner will get out on him. Now drives down. And they are really bodying him, and he's bodying them as well.
Right.
He's trying to get that contact, but they're being very physical with it.
Yeah, that's both kids went at each other pretty good that time with Keeley and Danner. Well, Danner was just got called for the second body that time on Keeley. That's why he got called for the foul. So he'll go to the bench with his second foul.
Just a second, though, of the half again. Officials are letting them play tonight. Just two fouls for each team. Stream going to fire up at two. It's up no good from the corner. Stevenson with the weak side rebound. Out top to Hartman. His three is going to be off. Stevenson, another rebound, put back no good, but he's going to draw some contact and get himself to the free throw line.
Yeah, Peyton Chardin that time did a nice job of on the offensive glass. That's the third time, the third possession they had that on that one possession there. So now they get to Stevenson will be at the free throw line shooting a couple for the Rockets.
Free throw on the way from Stevenson is up and good. And Todd, it's not like IK Manning's in any kind of foul trouble. They've been called for six fouls here on the night.
Right.
But three players each have two.
Yeah. So they're not fouled. Coach Wagner's doing a nice job against the players in and out of the ball game, you know, with the way they were, where the transition's going. So, not in foul trouble at all.
34-27 as Bryce Stevenson hits both free throws. Ramsey will bring it down, goes behind the back. Over to Arnholtz out high on the right side, top of the key. Now to Ferneting, back over to Ramsey. Blankman will flash up top. They get it to him. Over to the right side to Arnholtz. Arnold's back to Lorenzen. Lorenzen's going to drive down. The ball going to be knocked away. Some contact. It's going to go out of bounds, but a whistle and a foul. Going to go on Peyton Chardin. And that'll go on Bryce Stevenson. That'll be number one on him. Just the third against Peyton Chardin. But Carson Lorenzen was shooting, and he is going to head to the free throw line to shoot a couple. 75% free throw shooter on the season. That one's up in good.
Yeah, Lorenzen that time did a nice job of attacking the basket. Unless it goes out of bounds, but it was bodied up on the foul by Stevenson there.
Second one on the way up, good as well. Wolves have really taken advantage of their free throws here in the game. 9 of 10 right now in the first half tells me that every team can shoot that almost every game, right?
Yes.
Now Arnholtz jumps the passing lane, comes up with a steal. Wolves can get the final shot, 11 seconds to go here in the half. 36-27 IK Manning. Corey Jeske in the house here tonight. Ramsey drives in, lost it. Stevenson comes up with it. It's out to Keeley. Can he get a shot off? Flips it up, and it's going to... Are they going to count it? They are.
Yep.
I thought maybe they'd call a goaltending because Blaze Schilling got his hand up into the net as the ball was going through. We're going to see if the officials are going to call it, and nope, they're going to give him the basket.
Yeah, it was close because the basket definitely beat the time.
Yep.
But then Schilling was right through the... When he went up for the... Or supposed to rebound, he did get his hand caught up in the net. So I thought, I'm sure the officials were going to get together and talk about it, but the one official right away put his hand down for the basket being good. So I'm not sure what they said to Coach Wagner.
Yeah, and I wouldn't be happy if I was him probably with the response, because when you get your hand in the net and the ball's on the rim, that's goaltending. But tell you what, 20 points in the second quarter for Peyton Chardin. Yeah. They're right back in at 36-29. We'll step away. Our Maggie Motors halftime report coming up next here on KCIM, on KKRL.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
Time is money. With today's busy lifestyles, one of the biggest benefits of banking with Templeton Savings Bank is the convenient service you get. TSB has a variety of products and services to meet your busy schedule, including 24-hour privilege status ATMs, online banking from anywhere, anytime, and mobile deposit to capture. The friendly, experienced staff at TSB is proving their commitment to you every day. You can count on it. Templeton Savings Bank, with offices in Manning and Templeton, member FDIC and proud supporter of IKM Manning.
New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas is proud to sponsor our area teams because supporting our communities is what we're all about. When it comes time to buy your next new or used vehicle, look here first. At New Way Ford, you'll find a great selection, fair prices, and a team that makes the car buying process easy, relaxed, and fun. Plus, with free oil changes for life, you can drive with confidence long after the sale. New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas.
Hey everyone, Big Pete here from RJV Repair. Big news from the shop.
That's right. I'm officially passing the reins over to Ryan Borkowski as our new shop manager. Don't worry, Big Pete and my phones will still be on.
Ryan's ready to roll and has been in the repair industry for years and has truckload of experience. Got a question or need service?
Call Ryan today at 790-4318. He's your go-to guy in the shop.
RJV Repair, keeping you moving, and now with Ryan behind the wheel in the shop.
At Farm Bureau Financial Services, we don't say two birds with one stone. We say two damages with one deductible. With us, if your home and auto are both damaged in one storm, you will pay only one deductible. Talk to an agent about our one deductible advantage. In Manning, Iowa, contact Farm Bureau agent, myself, Kyle Wagner, at 712-655-5471. It's your future. Let's protect it.
Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company. Western Agricultural Insurance Company.
Hey Wolf fans, Jeremy here with Manning Municipal Utilities, your hometown utility team. We are proud to provide Manning and our surrounding communities with electric, natural gas, and fiber internet, delivering reliable services, competitive rates, and helping grow our community stronger every day. We proudly support the IKM Manning Wolves and wish all players and coaches the best of luck this season. Go Wolves!
Halftime show here tonight brought to you by Mackey Motors of Lake City, recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. Check them out online as well at MackeyMotors.com. Todd, what a ball game. We had a feeling this was going to be really good. That first quarter surprised me a little bit with how well IK Manning played and how big a 14-point lead they had built. But we saw Peyton Chernan battle back here in the second quarter. I ask you at the end of the first quarter, how did IK Manning build the lead? How did Peyton Chernan get themselves right back into this one?
Well, in the second quarter, IK Manning, shots just didn't fall in the second quarter as it did in the first quarter for IK Manning. They were able to get the ball down low, but some of the shots that Kuzel knocked down in the first quarter, they weren't able to finish as much as they did in the first quarter. And for Peyton Chernan, late in the second quarter, they just kind of slowed things down a little bit on the offensive end. They were so rushed in that first quarter that IK Manning did a great job defensively on them, made them rush a lot of shots. In the second quarter, Peyton Chernan slowed down offensively a little bit, got better shots, and he got a big lift off the bench from Martin.
Yeah.
He came in and did a nice job off the bench for them. And Keeley was held what, 4 or 6 points?
Yep.
In the first half, you know, because
he has ten right now. But it doesn't seem like that because
he was held. IK Manning ran a great job on him in the first half. He got a lot of points late. Most of his 10 points late in the second quarter, but they're doing a much better job. Peyton Chernan did a much better job in the second quarter of slowing the offense down, looking for better shots, running the shot clock down, and IK Manning, the way they pressured them in the first half, the PC handled it better in the second quarter, and that's what got them back in the ballgame.
I think PC a little bit too much, got a little dribble happy maybe in that first quarter. It was a lot of trying to get in. There wasn't a lot of ball movement. A little better ball movement maybe in that second quarter, Todd?
Yeah, and they spread the floor a little bit better as well, too. IK Manning started off tough man-to-man, made it tough for Peyton Chernan in that first quarter. Then they went to a 1-3-1 zone. Mm-hmm. I think opened things up a little bit for Peyton Chernan to be able to penetrate and dish out a little bit. And Martin hit a big three-pointer for him there in the second quarter, and he was able to get a basket down low in there. And Keeley was able to get to the basket in the second quarter. So, I think switching from a man-to-man to a 1-3, I think you'll see IK Manning start the quarter back to the man-to-man pressure again.
I would think so, absolutely. And for IK Manning offensively, what do they got to do to fix what didn't go well in the second quarter?
Well, like I said, the way they knocked down the threes in the I came in does a great job of spreading the floor.
Yep.
And they do a good job of penetrating. A few of those points came up from Ramsey penetrating and dishing off to Kuzel. If they can do that, and then if Ramsey sees, if those guys, after you make a pass, spread out so they can dish back out, have Blankman going from the outside, you know, Danner can penetrate to get to the basket, Aaron Holtz and Kuzel and stuff. I think on the offensive end, the half-court offense, I think IK Manage is going to have to, you know, they got a lot of second and third opportunities. I think that's what they're going to hit the glass. That's going to be the big difference in the second half, if they can control the glass and get those third and third looks.
Yeah, Donovan Martin, I think, helped on the glass. Stevenson ended up with the most rebounds for them, but I think Martin's presence helped him on the glass there in that second quarter. We'll step away. First half statistics coming up for you next right here. A 93.7 KKRL, 36-29. IK Manning with the lead at the halftime.
Time is money. With today's busy lifestyles, one of the biggest benefits of banking with Templeton Savings Bank is the convenient service you get. TSB has a variety of products and services to meet your busy schedule, including 24-hour privilege status ATMs, online banking from anywhere, anytime, and mobile deposit to capture. The friendly, experienced staff at TSB is proving their commitment to you every day. You can count on it. Templeton Savings Bank, with offices in Manning and Templeton, member FDIC and proud supporter of IKM Manning.
New Way Auto Group.
New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas is proud to sponsor our area teams, because supporting our communities is what we're all about. When it comes time to buy your next new or used vehicle, look here first. At New Way Ford, you'll find a great selection, fair prices, and a team that makes the car buying process easy, relaxed, and fun. Plus, with free oil changes for life, you can drive with confidence long after the sale. New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas.
Hey everyone, Big Pete here from RJV Repair. Big news from the shop.
That's right. I'm officially passing the reins over to Ryan Borkowski as our new shop manager. Don't worry, Big Pete and my phones will still be on.
Ryan's ready to roll and has been in the repair industry for years and has truckload of experience. Got a question or need service?
Call Ryan today at 790-4318. He's your go-to guy in the shop.
RJV Repair, keeping you moving, and now with Ryan behind the wheel in the shop.
Through our unofficial numbers here in the first half as you're listening to the Mackey Motors Halftime Report as we come to you live from the Gatorade Broadcast Booth distributed by Pepsi Beverages in Carroll. For a Peyton Chardin, Phoenix Hartman, 6 points to go with a rebound. It is a Bryce Stevenson with 2 points, 7 rebounds, an assist, and 2 steals. Trayvon Keeley with 10 points and a rebound. Blaise Schilling has got 2 rebounds and a steal. Damon Rice with 2 points and a rebound. And Donovan Martin with 9 points to go with 4 rebounds. They were 4 of 7 from the free throw line. For IK Manning, Isaac Blankman has got a rebound and an assist. Wyatt Danner with 6 points to go with 4 rebounds and an assist. Ashton Arenholtz with 3 rebounds, an assist, and a steal. Ben Ramsey, 16 points, got 4 rebounds, 3 assists, and a steal. Brock Kuzel, 11 points, 4 rebounds, and 3 steals. And Carson Lorenzen with 2 points and a rebound here in the game. Wolves again, 9 of 10 from the free throw line in that first half of play. So, Todd, we're about 30 seconds away from getting the second half. What are you expecting to see here in the second half?
Well, I think for Peyton Chardin, I think you just noticed Caden Stream did not score in the first half for Peyton Chardin. So I think, you know, they got to be pretty pleased being down 7, only down 7, and with Stream not being able to, I think he has 40-some 3 points coming into the ball game and not scoring. I think they're trying to get him going offensively. They get him going offensively, and like I said, the limit I came in to 1 or 2 on shots and on their possessions, and they're right back in this ball game.
Yeah, he averages 12 a game.
Yeah.
So you expect him to get something to go here in the second half. And as you said, for IK Manning, they've had 4 guys score, but Ramsey and Kuzel have been just so tough for them down on the offensive end.
Yeah, Ramsey's doing a great job of penetrating. He was hot in the first quarter from three-point land.
Yep.
And then in the second quarter, he was able to penetrate and dish off to Kuzel. Like a good combination there. So I'm sure they're going to look to maybe get the ball inside a little more to Kuzel and see if he can have some more success that way.
And do you think Ramsey tries to take over like he did a little bit in the first quarter when he was feeling it and stuff and get some of those shots up to try to rebuild that lead a little bit?
Ramsey's one of those guys who definitely, like IK Manning's leader, if he can get going like he did early on, I think it could be just like that and how the game started for him.
Rockets close the first half with the basket. They get the basketball to start the second half. Stevenson underneath. That one's going to be off the fingertips of Phoenix Hartman, who's shaking that right hand. He may have jammed a finger there. And the ball will go to IK Manning. So unlucky break. If you're a Rocket fan, you get a bucket there. This thing gets really interesting.
That would have been a huge bucket for the Rockets to start the third quarter and pull them within, well, five there. If had a chance to.
Ramsey brings it down. Right elbow underneath to Arenholtz. Now out to Kuzel. Left corner to Blankman. Back out to Ramsey. Ramsey out high behind the 10-foot line on the volleyball floor. Left side of the floor. Now over to the right side to Arenholtz. Arenholtz kicks over to Kuzel on the left wing. Ganner running the baseline. They'll hand it off to Ramsey right wing. Penetrates to the free throw line. Pull up jumper up. No good. And a foul on Blaze Schilling. And I think that's just going to be number two on him. But the first on the half. The foul, though, came in the act of shooting. That is going to be his third. And Ben Ramsey has not attempted a free throw tonight, but such a good shooter, 76% on the season.
I think what's interesting, too, is when Quinn Stan came out, they had put Blaze Schilling on Ramsey. And Simon Keeley was guarding him most when they were man-to-man in most of the first half. So it'll be interesting to see if that adjustment was that Quinn Stan made at halftime.
And we mentioned earlier, Schilling is really quick, and that might be why they are trying to put him on Ramsey. Ramsey quicker than what you think he is until you go up against him. Second free throw up, no good. Trayvon Keeley will come down with his second rebound. He'll bring it up, attacks it on Ramsey. Shot up, no good. Rebound tipped around, and it's Ashton Arenholtz clearing his fourth off to Ramsey. Ramsey will run it down. Nice bounce pass underneath to Danner for the wide-open layup.
Yeah, nice no-look pass that time from Ramsey to Danner for 2 points. Nice good penetration by Ramsey that time again.
Lead back up to 10. Largest has been 14. Stevenson now off the stream. Over to the right corner to Keeley. Keeley going to fire up a three. That one is long. Kuzel will come down with a rebound. His fifth of the ball game. Over now to Ramsey. Ramsey will bring it up. Keeley tries to reach in. Ramsey spins away from him. Over to Danner, left wing, down to the baseline. Arenholtz, four-footer, in and out, no good. Kuzel with another rebound. Kicks it out now to Ramsey. Ramsey drives in. Pass underneath, knocked away by Hartman. We're going to get a jump ball with three guys down on the floor fighting for it.
Yeah, probably just an extra pass that time by Ramsey. He had about a 10-foot jump shot right from the free throw line. Passed it up, tried passing it down low, and then a jump ball was forced on that time.
Mid-range jumper.
Yep, mid-range jumper.
Hit a huge part of the ball of game, right?
Kind of a lost art, and the three-point shot today.
Yeah, Tim Duncan would have knocked that one down, right?
That's right.
Ben Ramsey, left corner, three, up and good.
So he just backs up and hits the three-pointer from the corner.
Yeah, he'd rather shoot it from out there. We're going to get a timeout called by Coach Wright. The lead is back to 13 at 42-29. We'll step away, take a break. We'll take it with them back in 30 seconds here on 93.7 at KKRL.
At Farm Bureau Financial Services, we don't say two birds with one stone. We say two damages with one deductible. With us, if your home and auto are both damaged in one storm, you will pay only one deductible. Talk to an agent about our one deductible advantage. In Manning, Iowa, contact Farm Bureau agent, myself, Kyle Wagner, at 712-655-5471. It's your future. Let's protect it.
Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company. Western Agricultural Insurance Company.
Peyton Stream will inbound it here for Peyton Sherdan. Todd and I were just reminiscing about old San Antonio Spurs teams. Wondered if anybody knew my Tim Duncan reference here a little while ago. Trayvon Keeley drives in off to Stevenson. Now to Phoenix Hartman, but he can't handle the pass. It was really high, and he's going to foul Arenholtz down on the other end. So that is going to be a foul on Phoenix Hartman, number two on him. Arenholtz picks up his second steal in the ballgame.
Yeah, great hands that time by Arenholtz to knock away the pass. And say he was shooting on the shot from that. So
Arenholtz will head to the line, 67% free throw shooter on the season. Free throw on the way is up in good. Hit the left side of the rim, Todd, and got a little shooter's touch as that one rolled in.
Yeah, nice run on the rim there for a free throw for Arenholtz.
Second one coming up here. If he hits this, they have their largest lead of the game. It is up. That one is short. It'll bound out of bounds. I did the radio jinx
there. Yeah, you did the radio jinx.
Yes.
That happens. That happens.
I got to quit doing that. You'd think after 27 years in this business, I'd be smarter than that. But, you know, that old Dow City area in education. I'm kidding.
Ooh.
I had a lot of great teachers over there. Mr. Bunny, Mr. Eimerman. Yep.
Yeah.
Miss Kuhn. Mrs. Brinks. I remember all my teachers, and they did their best with me. Everything that I do wrong was my own fault, I'll tell you that. Hartman with a nice crossover dribble. We get a region foul going to go on Danner. That's going to be three on Wyatt Danner. That's going to get Carson Lorenzen into the game. First on the Wolves here in the second half. Yeah, my teachers, they had a lot of work to do with me. I had two brothers that were brilliant, and then there was me, you know.
So you were the lost one.
I was the lost one, yep. Play Schilling on the wing, up top to Keeley. And I tell kids all the time, don't be like I was. If I could go back and do it over again, knowing what I know now, that's the part I'd do better. Kusel coming up with another steal. Off now to Ramsey. Ramsey will bring it up, penetrates down the right side, jump stop, goes up at the block, and lays it up and in.
Yeah, nice drive to the basket. Hard to drive to the basket. Time by Ramsey for a little banker for two shots.
Todd, he does such a good job in there. He's not the tallest guy, not that he's short, but he's not a big, and he just does such a great job of kind of shielding the defender with his body.
He's smart. He's a smart ball player. He knows how to handle the ball. He knows how to handle the body. How strong he has to be to take the ball to the basket. Just one of those kids that you want to, it's another quarterback on the football field. You know, he's their leader out there.
Pass was tipped out of bounds here a moment ago by the Wolves. Peyton Chernan will inbound. Keeley uses that high jump jumping ability to go get it. Penetrates into the lane. Gets cut off. Out to Hartman. Three on the way up. No good. And the rebound. We're going to get an over the back on Schilling. And that is going to be at number four on Blaise Schilling. Damon Rice right up off of the bench for Peyton Chernan.
Yeah, that's going to be a big loss for Peyton Chernan because Schilling is guarding Ramsey right now. Yep. So it's going to be interesting to see how Ramsey goes off here on the.
It looks like the same. Trayvon maybe is the guy that's going to have to guard him again.
Yeah, to put Keeley back on Ramsey.
And that's tough. He's your best offensive player. Right. You're working him hard on the defense. That's a Scottie Pippen, Michael Jordan job.
Yes.
Arnholtz down on the left side. Shot up no good. Damon Rice with the weak side rebound. His second of the ballgame. Off now to Keeley. Keeley will bring it up. Working against Ramsey. Drives into him. Ramsey tried to draw the charge. Blankman nearly came up with a steal. We're going to get a travel on Martin. As Keeley flipped it to him, Martin caught it. I think didn't realize how open he was.
Right,
and then
kind of
just,
good pass from Keeley to Martin that time. But Martin was probably about maybe a step out further than he thought he was, and then took an extra step and got called for the traveling. But, wide open.
Ramsey over to Kuzel, right side, top of the key. Laura Lorenzen will pop in. They get it to Blankman in the corner. Back over now to Ramsey, left side. Ramsey will drive in, kick pass down to Arnold. It's a baseline jumper from 17 up, no good. And the rebound taken out of there by Hartman. Blankman lucky that time. He didn't get called for the over-the-back. As Keeley driving in, runner is up in good.
Yeah, Ramsey had a good defense that time by Ramsey, but Keeley went right over the top of him for the little jump shot for 2 points.
Ramsey spinning away from Keeley, drives in. Beautiful bounce pass underneath to Kuzel. Ramsey unofficially 5 assists on the night.
Yeah, another great pick and roll there by Ramsey and Kuzel.
47-31. Keeley out high on the right side, working again. Against Ramsey, drives down the right side, cut off, pass back out to Damon Rice, now out to Stevenson, inside to Martin, back over to the left side to Phoenix Hartman. Hartman flips it off to Rice, back over to the right side, top of the key to Keeley. Keeley looking to attack again, now going to fire up the three, it's up off the glass, no good. Ramsey lost the rebound, but saves it into the hands of Kuzel.
Yeah, great hustle there before the ball went out of bounds by Ramsey, the time to get the ball to Kuzel, then back to Ramsey.
Ramsey will drive down, a little duck under move, and that went up in good. He's feeling it again here in the second half.
Nice little shot fake that time by Ramsey for about 2, 3, 4 jump shot. Two more points for Ramsey.
49-31, Wolves with their largest lead, 3:10 to go here in the third quarter. Keeley trying to drive in, tough shot in traffic, rebounds tipped around and back into the hands of Keeley. His put back up no good, but he'll draw some contact this time and get himself to the free throw line.
You know, what got back pinched down back in the second quarter, back in the game in the second quarter, it's kind of hurt him now in the third quarter. A little more one-on-one play here in the third quarter for pinched down.
Which is what I thought they did in the first quarter.
Yeah, you know, rather than the team play here, they kind of see that. And I also see the kids are tired out there. They get their hands on their knees like that now. So it's been a lot of effort, you know, energy to kind of get back to this ball game, and it's really hurting them right now.
Stream will check in for Hartman. You've got Lorenzen and Blankman out. Danner. And Tyson Smith in for IKM Manning. Keeley missed the free throw here a moment ago. Hits this one, so a 1-for-2 trip for the line him. He's got 13 tonight. It's 49-32 IKM Manning. Ramsey over to Danner, left side. Danner with it. Comes off a screen up top. They'll pop a Ramsey up, but Kuzel rolls to the basket. They find him, goes up over Martin, and lays it up and in.
Yeah, Kuzel's having a nice ball game down low for IKM Manning tonight. Big, strong basket that time for him.
51-32, IKM Manning. Keeley over on the left side, looking to drive again, trying to back up against Ramsey wants to get to the block. Shot blocked from behind by Wyatt Danner. He'll swat that one out of bounds, and you saw him just kind of creeping his
right way
down there. He was expecting that.
You know, there have been a few times where the IKM has not helped defense.
Yep.
That time you saw Danner like ready from behind to knock that ball out of bounds.
Stevenson will inbound it up top to Martin. Martin looking to work against Kuzel. Going to fire up the three. It is up. It is no good. And the rebound out of there by Ahrenholtz. His fifth of the game. Ramsey ahead to Danner. Danner into the middle lane. Kick out pass. Tyson Smith, right corner, three up. Good!
Yeah, big two-point basket that time by Tyson Smith and the Wolves.
And we're going to get a timeout again by Peyton Chardin. First bucket here tonight for Tyson Smith. 54-32 with that three. That's their largest lead of the game. Todd and I are back in 30 seconds here on 93.7 KCARL, part of the CB Sports Network.
Hey, Wolf fans. Jeremy here with Manning Municipal Utilities, your hometown utility team. We are proud to provide Manning and our surrounding communities with electric, natural gas, and fiber internet, delivering reliable services, competitive rates, and helping grow our community stronger every day. We proudly support the IK Manning Wolves and wish all players and coaches the best of luck this season. Go Wolves!
IK Manning has opened up the third quarter on an 18-3 run, Todd. I think we're seeing a group of seniors and juniors that have all been playing for a few years that have been through the fires. Not that Peyton Chardin doesn't have some guys, but this is a much younger ball club kind of going up against a team that's been here and kind of had some success in the past.
Yeah, IK Manning's, like I said, a strong first quarter. They made the up seven at halftime, made the adjustments at halftime, you know, opened up a 22-point lead. The strong Kuzel and Rams have just put on a show tonight for the Wolves.
Damon Rice inside to Martin working against Kuzel. Spins in the lane, kicks it back out now to Rice. Skip pass over to Stevenson on the right side. Stevenson back over to Martin on the left side to Stream. Stream will drive down, pull-up jumper blocked by Kuzel, but he got him on the hand. That's going to be number three on Brock Kuzel. And that'll be team foul number three against the Wolves here in the quarter.
Like I said, Payne Chardin, this is what Stream's looking for, his first points?
First points, first point.
That's a free throw line here, so we'll see if he can get his first points of the ballgame for the Rockets.
54-32, he is a 56% free throw shooter, and the free throw is not being good.
Yeah, I'm sure he's pretty frustrated the way things have gone. But like I said, IK Manning's defense has been tremendous tonight. All over, knocking down passes everywhere they can go.
Second free throw coming up. It's on the way. It's up and good as well. 54 now to 34 in favor of IK Manning. Ramsey will bring it up. Bounces it left side to Danner. Kuzel comes out to set his screen. Danner rolls up top. Now down the left side. Bounces it down to Kuzel on the baseline. Into Arnold's in the lane. Kicks it back out. He is going to be fouled on the play. And that one's going to go, I think, on Donovan Martin. That is going to be two on him. Four team fouls now against Peyton Chardin here in the quarter.
Yeah, so now you get a new shot clock. And it was down 19. Now it's back to 35. So if you're an IK Manning, you're in no hurry. You know we're in the third quarter. You know, if you get a good shot, you're going to get it. But take the time off the clock now.
Ben Ramsey to inbound. I want to talk to you about shot clock coming up. They'll inbound it to Ahrenholtz. Over to Ramsey. Fires up a three left corner short. And Bryce Stevenson pulls down his eighth rebound of the game. Ahrenholtz nearly came up with a steal. You run the shot clock at Denison, right?
Yes. Yep.
Okay. How do you like it? How do you like having the shot clock?
Oh, it was needed. I love the shot clock. It was definitely needed. It's nothing more than like watching the team hold the ball for 3-4 minutes and not get a shot off. And just stand up where the defense stands back there and watch the kids hold the ball. No, Iowa definitely needed a shot clock.
Healy drives in, going to come off a screen. We're going to get an offensive foul, going to be on Donovan Martin. And that is going to be number three on him. That'll be the fifth foul. So IK Manning's not going to shoot free throws yet, but the next one they should, even though that was the fifth team foul. It's a player control foul, I guess is what they're calling.
Yep.
Over to Danner. Up top now, Kuzel. Minute 10 to go here in the third quarter. Kuzel over to the right side, gets it off to Ramsey. Ramsey, bounce pass inside to Kuzel. Kuzel with it, spins in the lane, kicks it out. Danner going to fire up the three, left wing up and good. First assist tonight for Brock Kuzel. Hard to believe he's made some nice passes.
He has.
Trayvon Keeley drives in, goes for the dunk. It's off the rim, no good, but he is fouled on the play. He will head to the free throw line, and if that's on Danner, that is four on him, and that's going to be the situation.
Yes.
And Keith Wagner going to call on Jace Fernanding to check in for him. Kusel's free throw is up and good. Trayvon Keeley, now 2 of 3 at the line. 57-35. Sackett one upcoming. It's on the way. It is in and out, no good. And the rebound taken out of there by Tyson Smith. We'll talk with both coaches, hopefully, and a player from each game coming up in our Mackey Motors tailgate. We'll have our Culver's player of the game in the postgame as well. Todd will help me determine it. Trayvon Keeley with the block shot, but Fernanding will track down the rebound for IKEA Manning. They'll get it back out to Ramsey. Ramsey with it. Defended out there by Keeley. Comes off the screen. They try to run the pick and roll. That time they doubled Ramsey. He didn't have a passing opportunity. Now he gets cleared. Finds Kusel, left side three up, no good. Aaron holds up high for the rebound. It's loose on the floor now as Caden Stream was battling for him. And we're going to get a foul going to go inside, and that's going to go on Peyton Trudan. And that foul going to go on Caden Stream. That's going to be his second here tonight. And now we get two free throws from Ashton Arenholtz. Arenholtz a 1 of 2 at the line. Free throw on the way. It's up and good. D8-35. Jeff Blankman and Todd Danner with you here tonight. Second one on the way. In and out, no good. Keeley will come down with a rebound. His fourth of the ballgame. They'll push it ahead. 11 seconds to go here in the third. Keeley penetrates inside the lane. Spins on Ramsey. Shot up, no good. Gets his own rebound. Tries to go back up. He's going to be tied up with 8/10 of a second left. Possession here will favor Peyton Trudan. They've got to pretty much just catch and shoot. You can't dribble with 8/10 of a second
right.
left.
Yeah.
Inbounds to Stream. Going to fire up a three up. No good at the buzzer. And Ike Manning will lead it here 58-35 as we head to the fourth quarter. They hold Peyton Trudan to just 6 points, outscoring them 22-6 in that third quarter play. Fourth quarter is 1 minute away here. A 93.7 KKRL.
Time is money. With today's busy lifestyles, one of the biggest benefits of banking with Templeton Savings Bank is the convenient service you get. TSB has a variety of products and services to meet your busy schedule, including 24-hour privilege status ATMs, online banking from anywhere, anytime, and mobile deposit to capture. The friendly, experienced staff at TSB is proving their commitment to you every day. You can count on it. Templeton Savings Bank, with offices in Manning and Templeton, member FDIC and proud supporter of IKM Manning.
New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas is proud to sponsor our area teams because supporting our communities is what we're all about. When it comes time to buy your next new or used vehicle, look here first. At New Way Ford, you'll find a great selection, fair prices, and a team that makes the car buying process easy, relaxed, and fun. Plus, with free oil changes for life, you can drive with confidence long after the sale. New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas.
Point lead for IKM Manning as we start the fourth quarter of play. Jeff Blankman and Todd Danner with here. Wolves with the basketball. They look to get Kusel underneath. Donovan Martin going to tip that one. It's going to go out of bounds, though. But one official says Peyton Trudan ball. The other official comes in, overrules. It'll stay with IKM Manning. Todd,
yeah.
Your vision, what
do
you
think?
I think
it was a good call. I think Kusel thought it was off the Peyton Trudan kid. I think it did go off the Peyton Trudan kid. Good call.
Get it to Kusel. Now off to Smith. Made that three there late in that third quarter. Fernanding caught wide open underneath the basket. They just didn't see him. Now back into Kuzo. Kick out past Smith. Open for three again. Up, no good. Weak side rebound to Stream. Stream will push it up. That's Schilling, I thought that was Stream, but that's Schilling over to Martin. Back now to Keeley. Keeley going to fire up a three. That one is up, no good. Donovan Martin going to be fouled on the rebound attempt.
Yeah, Martin, good position that time on Keeley's miss. Tyson Smith with the foul for IK Manning. It's his first of the ball game.
And the first against the Wolves here. A Stream getting ready to check in. Isaac Blankman will check in as well for Tyson Smith. Phoenix Hartman will check out for Peyton Trudan. We have got playoff basketball Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday this week. We have state wrestling Thursday, Friday, Saturday of this week. So we are going to be busy. All of our state wrestling coverage again on the TV Sports Network YouTube channel. Audio only. The great Bill Kane and I are going to have the broadcast. I think Bill for all of the years, at least 22 years helping me out with Carroll Broadcasting. He was doing it before that. Stevenson three up, no good. Ashton Arnold will clear the rebound. Blankman open right corner. Will bring it up on the wing. Down to the baseline now to Kusel. Kusel finds Ramsey cutting down through. Martin's going to steal it away on the bounce pass. His first steal gets it off now to Stevenson. Stevenson will bring it down. Kicks it off now to Martin. Martin will fadeaway jumper off the left wing. Up no good. Ramsey with another rebound. And Trayvon Keeley going to pick up the foul. So that'll be number one, I think, on Trayvon Keeley. Number one against Peyton Sherdan here in the ballgame.
Yeah, nice for Ramsey. Good position on defense. On the defensive pass that time for the rebound. And Keeley was right there. Just tried reaching around. He got called for the foul.
We'll have Glidden Eichamp Manning tomorrow night. I think it's on KKRL. Check the website, folks, to double-check my brain. But the schedule is up. We've got three games tomorrow night, two Wednesday, three Thursday, probably three Friday, and one or two on Saturday, probably two. Pull-up jumper from Arnold. Blankman with the assist. Arnold's with another bucket.
Yeah, nice pass from Blankman to Aaron Holtz that time for the about a four-foot jump shot inside the lane.
60-35, Eichamp Manning. Keeley in the lane. Will flips that one up in good.
Nice turnaround jump shot by Keeley that time for 2 points for him.
He's got 16 here on the night. It's been kind of a quiet 16 in a way, hasn't it? As he tips it away from Ramsey, who gathers it back in. And it's hard to say a guy that's got 16 has been quiet, but they've been a really hard 16.
Yes, he's had to work extremely hard to get to 16 points, exactly.
Bryce Stevenson with the defensive rebound, long pass down to Keeley, can't get the layup to fall. And there is Jace Fernanding with the rebound off now to Ramsey. 23-point ball game here. Largest lead's been 25 for Eichamp Manning. Blankman goes to post up. Over and out of Fernanding. Fernanding gets it. Nope, that's going to be behind Arnold, so not a bounce. And I'm going to have to tease my nephew, Isaac. He's not a big dude, and he's down there trying to post up down on the block.
Well, you got to do what you got to do.
Size,
sometimes that size doesn't matter. When you're down low, it all determines 110% effort. What kind of effort you want to give?
Yeah, and he certainly plays with that effort. I know he doesn't like playing against his big heavy uncle. He's not a very big guy. They flip it in to Martin. Martin trying to split the double team. Going to be tied up by Danner.
Ooh, and I think that's going to be a fifth.
Yes, and I think that's going to be number five on Wyatt Danner. That is going to be the situation. So Danner going to foul out tonight, Todd. One of the guys that's been a scoring leader for them was late. He is going to foul out with 11 tonight.
11.
So a pretty good ball game for him.
Good ball game. Good first set. Really good first half for him and for the Wolves. And a nice little athlete there for the Wolves.
Donovan Martin will step to the line, 2 of 3 tonight, looking for his first points here in the second half. Free throw on the way, and it's up and no good. Again, I like the future of this Peyton Sherdan ball club.
Yeah, things look pretty bright for them and for the next few years with the kids they got coming back. Especially with Martin, a big boy down low for the Rockets for the next couple of years.
Misses that one. Kusel with his seventh rebound. Off now to Ramsey. Ramsey will bring it up. Goes behind the back over to Kusel left side. Kusel just near the left elbow. Finds Arnholtz right back to Kusel. Drives in on Martin. Spin. Turnaround jumper. No good. And did we get Donovan Martin with a foul? We did. And that is going to be number four on the sophomore. So he's going to have to be careful out on the floor.
Yeah, Kuzma did a nice job that time. Almost thought he was going to get called for a traveling when official first blew the whistle. But then they actually called the foul on Martin. So Kuzma will be at the line for a couple.
3 of 4 for him tonight. Make that 3 of 5. Again, Mason Nealon and I will head back to the office tonight. We'll podcast all of the broadcast first. We'll put our players of the game out. And then we will type up recap stories for every single area sporting event tonight. That includes the district boys of bowling, as Kusel knocks down that one. 61-37. Trayvon Keeley off of left block. Shot no good. That's going to go on Ramsey. Van up defensively, going to pick up his first. Todd, do you ever miss getting to type all those nice stories at night?
No, I don't. I do not miss doing that anymore.
Not editing photos at 2 o'clock in the morning?
I don't miss that at all. I can't believe I did that for 8-9 years. And the thing was, I didn't need to do it.
Right.
But I just enjoyed it. And so that was the fun part about it. But, I don't miss doing that at all.
Keeley makes the free throw. Yeah, I would see you post those things out to Facebook after those Northwestern games, and I'm like, he is still up. Trayvon Keeley down the middle of the lane, misses the dunk. And Brock Kusel will come up with a rebound.
Yeah, the wide open middle of the lane there for the dunk attempt. Just came up short.
Blankman's three, this one up and good. And I missed. Who made the pass?
Thank you much from Aaron Holtz.
Aaron Holtz gets the assist. Thank you. 64-38. Shot up that time by Stream. No good. Gets his own rebound underneath the Martin, and Martin will lay it up
in. Yeah, own rebound by Stream that time. Put a nice little pass over to Martin for 2 points. Just underneath the basket.
64 now to 40. 4:20 to go in this one. IK Manning, as of right now, looks like the team with a 24-point lead that will move on. The next round, of course, in Audubon. The Wheelers tonight were playing Lennox, and we're favored to win that one. So you could have potentially two teams currently in the WIC leaving to go to the Rolling Valley
right
next year that will be playing in that ballgame.
Yeah, a lot of teams are making movements over the next couple of years.
Yes,
so it's,
and it's not going
to
end.
No, it's going to be like college.
Yeah, Brock Kusel catches the bounce pass from Ramsey. Assist number 6 here tonight for Ramsey. Kusel with another bucket. Isaac Blankman coming up with the steal. Over now into the hands of Aaron Holtz, and Aaron Holtz will lay it up and in.
Yeah, long pass that time from Rams, and Aaron Holtz right underneath the basket for 2 more points for the Wolves. The Wolves got it going now offensively.
Yeah, they have taken complete control of this game here. Keeley trying to answer with a three. That one is up in good.
You can see a big sigh of relief on his face when he made that three-pointer because it's been a long, rough night for him. The Wolves have done a great job defensively on him.
Wolves had jumped up there by 28. That's their largest lead. It's now down to 25. Aaron Holtz with it. Over now to Carson Lorenzen. To Kusel in the right corner. Back to Arnold's right elbow jumper. He's feeling it. That one up and good.
Arnold's getting a good look to the basket right now. He'll be able to knock down some shots here for the Wolves.
70-43 in favor of IKM Manning. Keeley with it down on the left side. His three on the way. That one short. Kusel another rebound. He's got 9 boards here tonight. Our player of the game is not going to be really easy here.
This is not going to be easy for the Wolves. Have a lot of 2 or 3 different players that could have a good chance of being that player of the game.
Ramsey, pump fake over on the left side. Still defended out there by Keeley. Now off to Lorenzen. Arnold's with it. Right side, top of the key. Up top to Ramsey. Ramsey drives in. Kick pass over to Kusel. 3 on the way. Up good.
Yeah, another nice drive by Ramsey that time. Hits, finds Kusel in the corner. Knocks down a 3-pointer for Kusel.
Yeah, showing that range to lead up to 30. We're going to get a block shot on Hartman, who drove in. We're going to get a whistle and a foul going to go against IK Manning as well.
Yeah, it's going to go against Kusel. Kusel going to get thought he had the shot blocked, but he got him with the arm.
That's going to be number 4 on him. We've got some IK Manning youngsters getting ready. Well, not just youngsters, but some IK Manning guys getting ready to check in. We'll run you through that lineup here in just a moment as they're going to make wholesale changes. Phoenix Hartman at the line. Free throw is up and good. Hartman 1-1 at the line tonight. He's got 7 right now on the night.
Yeah, so all 5 new guys for IKM Manning. Coach Wagner here getting the rest of the bench they're going to play.
Yeah, Fernanding, Smith, Leighton Lorenzen checking in. Also see, looks like Rylan Munt.
But Jace Fernanding.
Jace Fernanding, Andy Booth out on the floor.
Jack Rieselman.
Second one up, no good. Rebound taken out of there by Tyson Smith. Hartman 1-2 on that trip. Get it now to Leighton Lorenzen, out to Booth, left corner to Rieselman. Rieselman with it, up top again to Smith, over to Lorenzen. Back down to Booth in the right corner. Up top now, Rieselman. Left side to Smith. Fernanding will cut through on the baseline. They'll work it right wing. Lorenzen drives in, back off now to Fernanding. He'll drive down, gets around Martin, and the layup is up in good.
Yeah, Fernandez, nice drive to the basket that time. Good hard basket for him that time for the Wolves.
75-44 now. 31-point lead. Off to Martin. Martin back to Keeley. Goes in on Smith, and Smith tried to draw the charge. He'll lay it up, and in does Keeley. Kind of ended up getting a wide-open bucket there.
Yeah, and Keeley and Smith are talking about it down the court a little bit, just laughing about it.
Peyton Jordan going to bring in some subs here as well. See 4 new guys checking in for them. So Brayton Thielen going to check into the ballgame. Also Damon Rice checking into the ballgame. Landon Vogt checking into the ballgame.
Peyton Minahan
checking in. Stream still out all on the floor for now. Tyson Smith will check out. Ryland Munt, I had mentioned him earlier for IK Manning. He now checks in. Minute 35 to go. And it's always fun to me how crowds get into it when the guys that always get a lot of playing time get that chance to get out onto the floor.
Yeah, it's exciting for them and exciting for the fans. Like I said, I always want to see the kids, like I said, the kids that get a lot of playing time come and do something really well for their team.
So we're going to try and, if Tom, I'm going to let you talk for a second here.
We got IK Manning with a shot from the corner. No good. Number 30 for Peyton Shadan. Landon Vogt with the rebound for Peyton Shadan.
Thank you. Folks, I got a text from Darren Miller here, who, of course, is the Ottoman
shots
coach.
Off.
I'm trying to find out what that score was. Leighton Lorenz
with the rebound.
And now Rylan Mutt
with the three-point shot.
There you go.
Rebound back out to IK Manning. IK Manning, one minute to go in the ballgame. 30 seconds on the shot clock for IK Manning. 40, Lorenz.
Fernanding drives in.
Jace Fernanding with a hard drive to the basket. He'll go to the free throw line for a couple of shots here.
Thank you, Todd. 15
seconds left to go in the game.
And Ottoman awaiting the winner. 69-33 tonight over Lennox.
69-33.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm sure they're looking forward to that third meeting with the Wolves on Thursday.
Yes. Yep. Fernanding at the line. 67% on the season. That went up and no good. So Peyton Shadan, their season going to come to an end. They will finish at 7-16, but their future is going to be pretty good. They've got some young kids coming through. They'll lose some seniors that have been very helpful for them. Jack Rizelman coming up with a rebound as Fernanding misses the free throw. Andy Booth three, it's up no good. Rebound tipped out of bounds. And it will head over to Peyton Shadan. 75-46 right now. And I'm pretty sure we've got the IK Manning Audubon game, I think, right here on KKRL Thursday night. But again, I've got games tomorrow night that I'm thinking of already, so that is available on the website. That time Mutt knocked it away, and we're going to get a steal by Leighton Lorenzen. So Lorenzen will bring it up, penetrates in, pull up jumper in the lane, shot up in, good for Leighton Lorenzen.
Yeah, fans like that one for Leighton Lorenzen, knocking it out, about a 2-foot jump shot for him. It was good for him.
77-46, matching the largest lead. Vogt works it out to Minahan. Minahan driving in, kick pass over. And Bate Minahan is related to Sean Minahan, the Kemper Moorhead basketball coach.
Yep.
So I think it's his nephew, if I remember correctly. I sat next to Sean's parents at a Peyton Shadan game earlier this year. I didn't know that until I sat down and started talking to him. Damon Rice at the line for Peyton Shadan. His free throw up and good. I just went and watched tonight that they played Storm Lake St. Mary's and kept stats so that I could write a good story about the game that night.
Yep.
Second one on the way, up and no good. Rieselman will come down with his second rebound. Wolves are going to be able to dribble this one out. They pull away in the second half. IK Manning will pick up a 77-46 victory, Todd. They held Peyton Shadan to just 17 points in the second half. They scored 22 themselves in the third.
Right, excellent second half again for IK Manning. Like after leading by only 7 at halftime, Pinchin got themselves back into the ballgame, but a terrific second half by the Wolves. Really took control in the third quarter, and then just was able to settle the game down for the rest of the fourth quarter.
Back with our Mackey Motors postgame report coming up next right here on 93.7 KKRL. Of course, we'll have our Culver's player of the game coming up.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
Hey everyone, Big Pete here from RJV Repair. Big news from the shop.
That's right. I'm officially passing the reins over to Ryan Borkowski as our new shop manager. Don't worry, Big Pete and my phones will still be on.
Ryan's ready to roll and has been in the repair industry for years and has truckload of experience. Got a question or need service?
Call Ryan today at 790-4318. He's your go-to guy in the shop.
RJV Repair, keeping you moving, and now with Ryan behind the wheel in the shop.
At Farm Bureau Financial Services, we don't say two birds with one stone. We say two damages with one deductible. With us, if your home and auto are both damaged in one storm, you will pay only one deductible. Talk to an agent about our one deductible advantage. In Manning, Iowa, contact Farm Bureau agent, myself, Kyle Wagner, at 712-655-4000. 5471. It's your future. Let's protect it.
Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company. Western Agricultural Insurance Company.
Hey, Wolf fans. Jeremy here with Manning Municipal Utilities, your hometown utility team. We are proud to provide Manning and our surrounding communities with electric, natural gas, and fiber internet, delivering reliable services, competitive rates, and helping grow our community stronger every day. We proudly support the IK Manning Wolves and wish all players and coaches the best of luck this season. Go Wolves!
Time is money. With today's busy lifestyles, one of the biggest benefits of banking with Templeton Savings Bank is the convenient service you get. TSB has a variety of products and services to meet your busy schedule, including 24-hour privilege status ATMs, online banking from anywhere, anytime, and mobile deposit to capture. The friendly, experienced staff at TSB is proving their commitment to you every day. You can count on it. Templeton Savings Bank, with offices in Manning and Templeton, member FDIC and proud supporter of IKM Manning.
New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas is proud to sponsor our area teams because supporting our communities is what we're all about. When it comes time to buy your next new or used vehicle, look here first. At New Way Ford, you'll find a great selection, fair prices, and a team that makes the car buying process easy, relaxed, and fun. Plus, with free oil changes for life, you can drive with confidence long after the sale. New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas.
For more than 40 years, Culver's has brought you fresh, never-frozen deliciousness. And since 2012, they've been proud to serve the Carroll community. From mouth-watering burgers to one-of-a-kind custards, the goal at Culver's is simple. Satisfy your hunger with the highest quality products delivered to you with a smile. Whether you're a coach, player, or parent, Culver's is the perfect destination to build team spirit. Don't forget, order the post-game meal online right now at Culver's.com. Culver's, welcome to delicious.
Oh, yeah.
Jeff Langman, Todd Danner back here with you on the Mackey Motors tailgate, brought to you by Mackey Motors of Lake City, recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. Check them out online as well at MackeyMotors.com. Todd, your final thoughts on this one is hopefully we'll get both coaches and a player from each team to come up and chat with us at some point.
Well, so at the beginning of the ballgame, we thought we might have a real competitive ballgame. I came in and came out very strong on both ends of the court, knocking down threes in that first quarter, and then taking a huge lead in the first quarter. And worked themselves back into the game in the second quarter, only trailed by 7 at halftime.
Yep.
And the second half was all IKM Manning. I mean, yep. IKM Manning stepped up defensively, limited Paint Shenan to one shot, and really frustrated the Paint Shenan on the offensive end and did a great job. And then in the fourth quarter, IKM Manning was able to knock down some more shots. A lot of pick and roll plays between Rams and Kuzel. It's just a great win for them heading into the Thursday's matchup with Audubon.
Absolutely. We've got some players and coaches. Todd, stick around. We'll chat with you a little bit more. Let's get Ben Ramsey on the headsets here real quick. And Ben, you came out on fire from the three-point line. You could tell you were feeling pretty comfortable early on. What was going well for you guys offensively early in the game?
Yeah, for sure. I think we just moved the ball pretty well. Set screens, got people opened, and when the ball moves, the score moves is what Coach always says. So getting the ball movement going and then just finding open shots. They switched to a 2-3 zone there for a little bit, found some open shots there, and then just really looked to distribute it once we had some ball screens and they would double. Just try to get it to other guys that are rolling or open in the corner, and that just really got the offense going.
They made a run at you guys in the second quarter. What changed there?
For sure. I think we got a little relaxed on defense. They got downhill. They got easy layups. Rebounding was big for them. When they did that, they got back in the game, and we at halftime, Coach was really hounding defense and rebounding. I think we responded really well to that. We manned up very well, I thought, in the second half. I think gave up 6 points in the third quarter. That helped us out a lot. And just taking pride on the defensive end, doing that, it's we're a pretty good basketball team. So
yeah, you opened that third with an 18-3 run. You speak of the defense. You had Trayvon Keeley. People are going to look. He had 24 tonight, but that was a really difficult 24. He had to fight for everything he could get. You manned up against him most of the night. So what was that matchup like, and how were you able to make it so tough for him tonight?
Yeah, for sure. Super athletic kid, really good basketball player. Nice kid.
Yes.
But yeah, he definitely is super athletic. Can get to the rim at any time. About had a couple dunks there. A little scared there, but really good athlete and really good basketball player. So had to make his night tough for him. Tried to limit the paint touches and inside because that's where he's really good down there. And just try to stop that.
You got Audubon now on Thursday. They won 69-33 tonight. You lost to them here, but beat them just last week at their place. You got to go there. What do you got to do to win two in a row there?
For sure. Defense and rebounding. That's what we've been stressing at the end of the year. Just taking pride in the defensive end, getting stops, and then going to get the board. Audubon has a couple big guys that are really good at rebounding. Christensen down there. We just gotta rebound and then try to push the ball. And when we do that, we're really good.
All right, Taylor, congratulations. Appreciate you joining us. Best luck coming up on Thursday.
Thank you so much.
You bet. Ben Ramsey joining us. We've got head coach Kyle Wright for the Peyton Chernan Rockets heading over this way, and we'll get a chance to chat with him here in a second, as well as him and Ben having a quick conversation. And Kyle, I appreciate you joining us. Boy, second quarter was really good for you guys. You got right back into the game, and then things just went kind of south and away in a hurry there in the third quarter.
Yeah, that's what – just that second quarter, we actually got down and guarded.
Yep.
We got some turnovers, and really our offense feeds off of our defense.
Right.
When we don't have to move the ball side to side and we're getting easy layups, it's pretty easy for them. We've got an athletic team. They can outrun a lot of guys, but when we get stagnant, it's just not there. And when we can't stop anyone, we can't get out in transition either. So
I got this sense here tonight that, you know, for a little while there, it seemed like you guys got, like, when you say stagnant, a lot of dribble, a lot of one guy pounding, a lot of one-on-one. I know your offense works with somebody getting into the lane and kicking, but that wasn't working tonight.
Yeah, just we get in those stages where there's not much penetration at all. It's a one pass, shoot a three, and that's just not our team. We're not a great shooting team.
Right.
Like I said, when we get around the rim, we can finish, and we get to the free throw line, we have a chance of scoring. But when we're staying out in the perimeter, it's kind of tough for us to score, but.
What did you do well in the second quarter? I thought you guys rebounded the ball a lot better in the second quarter. What did you think led to you guys crawling back within seven there in the second quarter?
I really do think it's that the defense on the second quarter.
Right.
Really, we hedged that ball screen very hard. We made them take 15-footers from their role players, which is just a much better option than Ben coming off the ball screen, to be completely honest.
Yep.
And that just allowed us to get out and transition a little bit and get a few easy shots. Like I said, our offense feeds off of the defense. And when the defense wasn't there, the defense was there during the second quarter, so that's when we looked good.
Yeah, and this is an IK Manning team that I think came in averaging only 9 turnovers a game, so hard to get steals and get out and run and get those easy baskets. One guy I thought really helped you coming off the bench was Donovan Martin tonight, just a sophomore. There's a pretty good future with him and the guys that you've got coming back.
Wait, Donovan's actually a senior.
Oh, he is?
He is a senior.
Okay, it's unbound as a sophomore, so I apologize.
That's okay. Yeah, Donovan did a great job in the post.
Right.
Again, when we talked about that rebounding fact, he's got his nose for the ball, to be completely honest. And there's just a couple times that he gets into bodies, too, and he got to the free throw line, and he can make shots, too. Extremely proud of Donnie. Phoenix played a decent game, too.
Yep.
We
couldn't get Caden going tonight.
That's one thing on the defensive side I started seeing, especially in that second quarter, our help side defenders were kind of lost in that first quarter, so they were getting straight line drives, and Ben was just getting layups. 42, I can't remember what his
Brock
name
Kusel.
Was. Brock also just getting layups and off the rolls, and just that second, even in the second half, our help side defender was there where they weren't getting that easy lay in. They just went on their quick 8-10-0 run right out of second half, which seems to happen to us a lot.
Yep.
But we're going to try and figure that out.
I tell you what, we appreciate you coming up here tonight. I know it's the off season, but I'm excited about what the Rockets have coming back. I think the future is going to look really good. So.
I do. Our junior class is very good, very athletic. We'll have a chance next year.
Yep, absolutely. So thank you very much for coming up tonight.
Jeff.
And I guess enjoy the off season if you can.
Thank you. Thank
you bet. Kyle Wright again with the Peyton Chernan Rockets. I see head coach Keith Wagner over here, and we'll get Keith on the headsets here, and we'll get some thoughts from Coach Wagner from IKM Manning. And Keith, congratulations. A hard-fought win, even though it looks comfortable on the scoreboard. This was a physical game. You guys really made Trayvon Keeley work for everything he got tonight. You wanted to rebound the basketball. And to me, one of the big advantages you had tonight was on the boards, especially in the second half.
Second half. I really got after him. I thought we were pretty kind of soft in the second quarter. So,
yes. They dominated the boards in the first quarter.
First quarter, and then we took a little snooze, but they rebounded really well. I thought the whole second half we were really engaged and played really well. So that's nice to see.
You come out, you shoot it really well early. The offense is clicking. What did you see from the offense early?
Well, Ben kind of got us going. We got Brock some touches on pick and roll action.
They're good at that.
Then Isaac had a couple shots that didn't go down, but I'm really comfortable with him shooting that. So, I thought everybody just stepped up in the second half and responded. I told him I want to keep hanging out with you guys. That's why I get a little bit rambunctious. We want to keep playing.
So. Yep. What was the conversation at the halftime about effort? I'm assuming effort was a lot of
it. Oh, huge. That was, I challenged him with effort, rebounding, defensively staying locked in and keeping the ball in front of you. We thought we could really force him to use their weak hand, and I don't think we did that as well as we should have the first half. After that, I thought we did a better job in the second half. And then offensively, player movement and ball movement. Player movement, ball movement. That is something I'm going to continue to harp on. I've heard it over and over. Ball moves, score moves. Ball sticks, score sticks. Constantly. So we've got to continue to try to move that basketball.
The defensive effort, I know people are going to look at a box score and Trayvon Keeley finishes with 24, but he took a lot of shots and he had to fight for all 20 to get all 24 of those. What did you like about what you guys did defensively against him tonight?
We just wanted to try to make him a shooter and not a driver, and Ben walled up really well and did a really nice job, and he got a few points, but he did take, I don't know what his attempts were, he shot the ball a lot.
Yes.
And so I thought Ben did a really nice job on him, and then we got a couple of other people that helped on him as well. So.
Yeah. Ottoman 169-33, you probably already knew that, but you
figured
got them Thursday night. You just beat them at their place last week. So what are you looking at with a matchup?
It'll be a highly intense game.
Yes.
They're going to be good.
Friendly rivalry.
You know what? It is. Yeah. They've got good kids. We've got good kids. We're going to try to battle them, do the best we can. There's a couple keys that I think we have to do a good job of that we'll work on tomorrow and Wednesday, and then just go down there and just do the best we can.
Well, we've got somebody. I don't know. I'll be at State Wrestling on Thursday, but I know we've got somebody coming down to broadcast on Thursday night. So,
thanks, man.
Keith, appreciate it. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you very much.
You bet. Keith Wagner joining us here again in the Mackey Motors at tailgate. We're going to get to Todd Danner back on the headsets, and then we'll announce our Culver's player of the game. I'll run you through the scoring here real quick. Just scoring for Peyton Chernan. Phoenix Hartman with 7. Caden Stream 2. Trayvon Keeley 24. Damon Rice with 2. Donovan Martin with 11. They were 12 of 22 from the free throw line. For Ikea Manning, Isaac Blankman with 3. Wyatt Danner fouls out with 11. Ashton Arnholds 8. Ben Ramsey 26. Brock Kuzel 20. Leighton Lorenzen 2. Tyson Smith 3. Carson Lorenzen 2. And Jace Fernanding with 2. They were 12 of 19 from the free throw line. Todd, final thoughts here, and then we'll name our Culver's player of the game.
Well, it's a postseason game. Both teams came in and played very hard. 110% effort by both teams. IK Manning was just too good tonight. In that first quarter, they came out and shot lights out, got a huge lead. Payne Shannon, but give Payne Shannon credit. They battled back in the second quarter, pulled it within 7. But the second half was all IK Manning, both ends of the court, offensively, defensively. Ben Ramsey and Brock Kuzel leading the way for the Wolves, and then getting some the other role players to get 6-7 points apiece. Another balanced attack for IK Manning. And if you got leaders like Ramsey and Kuzel leading the way, they're going to be tough to handle, and tonight they were, and now they're looking forward to the moving on.
And it was not easy. We debated all the way up until Ben Ramsey came in and we came out of the commercial break, our Culver's player of the game here tonight.
Right.
Him and Brock Kuzel were really fantastic from the start to the finish. You could probably flip a coin and make half of the crowd happy and stuff with either one of these kids. But we thought Ben got him off to the really good start in the first and in the third. And also, I think the key for me was, even though Keeley finishes with 24, we just talked, it was a hard 24, and Ben was the guy that did the defense on him most of the night. I thought he played really good defensively. So that's where I leaned because of the defense to Ben Ramsey.
And the thing is, the way he worked to play defense on Keeley, you would think he'd he'd have a little lapse on offense,
yeah.
But he did.
No.
He was able to knock down the shots early on from outside, and then in the second half, sometimes in the first half and most of the time in the second half, he was able to penetrate and dish off to Kuzel. So he did a great job of attacking the basket, and he also finished a few times attacking the basket. And playing defensively the way he did on Keeley and other guys. But, yeah, good pick. Like I said, you could have flipped a coin between him and Kuzel, but either one. But Ramsey initiated the offense all night and played great defense.
And this is the unofficial numbers for both of those guys, and both of them, again, just fantastic tonight. Ben Ramsey, 26.6 rebounds. I've got him for 8 assists and a steal. Brock Kuzel, 20 points, 9 rebounds, 2 assists, and 4 steals. So both of those guys had a huge, huge impact on the ball game here tonight. Todd, as always, it's a lot of fun with working
thank
with you.
I appreciate
you coming down. IK Manning winning tonight over Peyton Chernan again, 77-46. For all of our listeners out there, we thank you very much. For all of our sponsors, we thank you very much. Wolves winning here tonight over Peyton Chernan, 77-46. Look for our Brinks Exterior Sports Reports coming up later on tonight at sports.1380kcim.com. Have a great night, everybody.